Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24. Now the Bible says in this verse, Proverbs 20, verse 24, the following thing: man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? Now, taken as it is, this verse of Scripture would indicate to you that somehow there is a possibility that man's ways are determined by the Lord beforehand, so that every little thing that he does comes out exactly the way that God wanted it to, without the man himself being able to do anything specifically by his own choice. That is, God's already got it figured out. You know, in other words, it's kind of the heavy-duty predestination thing, you see. So that God's already got it figured out, and doesn't make any difference what the man does himself. Man's ways are already established by the Lord, and he just goes merrily along like a little robot, and when it's all said and done, then it's over, and that's all there is to it. But that's not what's going on in this verse of Scripture at all. What's going on in the verse of Scripture is quite a bit different than that. What you see going on here is this: the first part doesn't really concern a man's individual goings. Man's goings are of the Lord, like mankind, like human nature. Man's goings are of the Lord. And then the second part: how can a man then understand his own way? That second part that says, how can a man then understand his own way, that would deal with an individual man. But the first part deals with us all together. So what are we dealing with here? Well, it's this. The first part of this verse is not about an individual man's personal path of life as much as it is about mankind's goings. Man's goings are of the Lord, which is absolutely true because God made you. The second part, which is a question, can only be answered by an individual man if the man believes the first part and then looks to God for revelation concerning his own way. Now listen, I'm making some application here. I understand my way because I believe what God said about my goings. God said I was going to hell without Christ, and I believed him. Man's goings are of the Lord. I know where I'm going if I believe what God said. God said without Christ I was going to hell. My way was the wrong way, and I never understood that until I believed what God said about where I was going. How can a man then understand his own way? A man cannot understand his own way. He cannot understand that he's on his way to hell or anything like that until he believes and understands that his goings are of the Lord. Now, I believe that. When I realized that I was on my way to hell without Christ, I believed that. And I did not want to go to hell. So I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior. Now, watch it, man's goings are of the Lord. Now I am going to heaven. And that's God's doing. Man's goings are of the Lord. And that way, you know, how can a man understand his own way? That way, the way that I am going right now is the right way, and I know and understand where I am going. Heaven is my way, and I understand that just fine because that is where said, that's where God said I'm going. Now, I don't want to overcomplicate it. I want to help try to simplify what you're listening to here. Man's goings are the Lord. Man's goings are the Lord. Okay, what did he say there? He said a man without Christ is going to hell. And how can a man understand his own way? The only way he can is to believe that God knows where he's going. And then when he does, to take whatever provision God has made so that he didn't have to go there. And then, you know what? He'll understand his own way now as the way toward heaven. And that's God's goings. You know, Jesus Christ died for us. We didn't do that for ourselves. And God said, if you'll receive him, I'll give you his righteousness. Okay, I'll take it. Listen, your goings are of the Lord, and nothing you try to do will change those goings unless God has given you another way to go. They're universally true. If you believe what God said about your goings, then you will understand your way as much as God has let you understand it, and that's it. Period. Look, you are going to sin. That's all there is to it. Nothing you do will change that. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference how educated that you are. Education will not change the fact that you're going to sin. It doesn't make any difference if you come out of poverty and get very wealthy. That's not going to stop you from sinning. People really believe with an education and a better job that people are going to quit killing each other and quit having illicit sex and quit having abortions and quit doing immoral things that harm society. That's not true. An education, poverty or wealth, changing the environment to make it a better place to live, population control, changing government from a dictatorship to a democracy like we're trying to do in certain countries, none of those things are going to change the fact that you are going to sin. You are going to sin. Man's goings are of the Lord. You're going to do that. And sins are going to make you accountable to God. And if you don't want to have to pay for those sins for eternity, then you're going to have to accept Jesus Christ. That's God's way. You see, how can a man then understand his own way? You can if you will take Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There you go. You accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, God's way, and then you can go to heaven with your sins paid for. Do you understand that? You should. Man's going to the Lord, okay? You're going to sin. You don't want to stop and be accountable for sin, right? Neither do I. Well, then how can you understand your own way? By first of all recognizing that what God said is going to happen to you will happen. Take his provision for those sins, which is Jesus Christ. Have those sins cleansed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then you'll be going to heaven. There's nothing hard about that. That's a very simple thing once you acknowledge that your goings are of the Lord. Here's another thing. You are going to reap what you sow. You cannot change that. That is a universal law. It takes place in our society. It takes place in our world. It takes place in religion. It takes place every way that you can possibly imagine. You are going to reap what you sow, and you cannot change that. You can change what you sow, but you cannot change the fact that whatever you sow, you are going to reap. Now listen, when I understood that my own way could change, when I changed what I was sowing, then I changed it. And I found out this, God was right. Listen, I was going to reap better stuff because I was sowing better stuff. Do you understand? You can only understand this if you believe what God said about your goings. Now he said you are going. Man's goings are of the Lord. You are going to reap what you sow. How can you understand your way? By believing what God said about it and then changing what you sow so that you reap better stuff. See, it's a very, that I'm telling you, this proverb here is extremely profound in its simplicity. When you first read it, you know, you're thinking, oh my goodness, predestination is right. I'm just a robot. It doesn't make any difference what I choose to do, but it does make a difference. Once you realize what you're going to do or what's going to happen based upon what God revealed, and he hasn't told you all of it, but he has told you enough of it to change some things so that you can understand your way in light of what he said. All right, here's another one. You are going to die. Nothing you do will change that. Not a thing. You're going to die. You say, well, what if the rapture comes before the Lord Jesus Christ, before I die and, you know, and I go up to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, well, I'll grant you that. But I'm talking about in the general sense of mankind, all men are going to die. We're all appointed to do that. The Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So you got an appointment with death. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. So you're going to die. And it doesn't make any difference. Listen, it doesn't make any difference what kind of insurance policy you have. You can have all of the medical insurance and all of the life insurance that man can buy. You can have the very best medical treatment. You can have the absolutely healthiest diet. You can have the best exercise and sleeping habits. You can have regular checkups. You can drink the purest water and all of the juices that are supposed to be good for you. You can take all of the herbs and all of the supplements you like. And yet, you are going to die. Why? Because man's goings are of the Lord. And he said, that's what you're going to do. You're going to die. You can't change that. If you could change that, if man could change that, they would have already done that. They're doing stem cell research. They're doing cloning research. They're doing all kinds of medical research to do what? To spend billions and billions and trillions of dollars to do what? To buy you a little more time. Because they are not going to stop the fact that you are going to die. So, the question is, knowing that you're going to die, have you made provisions and preparations for your death? You say, you see here, the Bible says, how can a man then understand his own ways? Well, you can understand your ways in light of what God said. If he says you're going to die and you're not ready for death, then what do? You make provisions and preparations for your death. Some of these preparations are spiritual preparations, like getting saved. That's a spiritual preparation for death. Trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior so that you don't have to die and go to hell when you die. That's a preparation for death. Like doing things for the Lord Jesus Christ in preparation for facing him at the judgment seat of Christ. Are you ready to give an account of your service to the Lord? If you're not, start doing something for Jesus Christ so you have something to turn in that is rewardable when you die. That's a provision and a preparation for death. How about laying up on the other side, giving? That's what the Lord said you could do in Matthew chapter 6, that you could put up some of your wealth on the other side. How about that? Have you made those kinds of preparations for your death? There are also practical preparations that you can make, like a will. No telling what size your estate is, but listen, when your estate has to be probated, it always goes better if you have a will. Have you made that preparation for your death? How about leaving something for your spouse in the event that you're gone, making some provision for her, or for him? Have you done that? How about for your children? Those are preparations, practical preparations that you can make before your death for the sake of those that will succeed you and survive you. All right, so there you go. You are going to sin. You are going to reap what you sow. You are going to die. Those are personal things. Here's another one. I was given this thing about man's goings are of the Lord. The nations are going to try to destroy the Jews. It's revealed in Scripture. And we've spent a great deal of time on this broadcast talking about those various verses that show that. But that's what the nations of the world are going to do. They're going to try to destroy the Jews. It is a matter of the prophecy that you read in Isaiah and prophecy that you read in Zechariah, other parts of the Old Testament there. You need to check those things out. What does that tell you? That tells you this, that no roadmap to peace, no amount of prayer for world peace is going to change that. All prayers that people pray today for world peace are absolutely not going beyond the ceiling as far as God is concerned. He is not going to change his revelation in Scripture just to suit your pleasure in prayer. So when you pray prayers like world peace, they bounce right off the ceiling, come right back to you, and they absolutely have no effect on God's plans whatsoever. Just like when the disciples were alive and they tried to convince Jesus Christ not to go to the cross. It didn't make any difference if they talked till they were blue in the face, if they had bound him hand and foot by chain. He would have gone and he would have died. That was God's plan. That's all there was to it. That was the way it was going to turn out. And the nations are going to try to destroy the Jews. So the roadmap to peace is absolutely destined to failure. There's no way in the world that it can work. Not at all. Will it buy a little more time? Maybe, like having a nice insurance policy and real good medical coverage and real good medical treatment might buy you a little more time on this earth. But in the end, you're going to die, and in the end, the nations are going to try to destroy the Jews. And if a man refuses to believe what God said about Israel and the Middle East, he will never understand his own way. He will never understand why he continues to fight for peace over there when there never will be any until Jesus comes back. He'll never understand why his plans aren't working. He'll never understand why when they went through the Balfour Declaration and tried to give the Jews a homeland, and when they've gone through the various negotiations with quote-unquote Palestinians to try to give them place in the land of Israel, they'll never understand why those plans aren't working. He'll never understand why all attempts to stop wars only result in more wars. He'll never understand that. How then can a man understand his ways? He can't if he refuses to believe that man's goings are of the Lord. You know why? Because God said we have three more wars slated for the future with a total destruction of at least half the population of the earth. At least. And they're all disclosed for you there in the book of Revelation. A man says, I don't believe. I don't understand that. I don't understand that at all. Right. Right you are. How can a man then understand his own way? He cannot, because he won't believe that he is going to end up doing what God said he was going to do. So, well, we can't just sit here idly by and let the world pounce on the Jews and not try to do something to help them. Yes, I understand that. But there's no reason to try to negotiate world peace or a roadmap to peace, because that won't work. What do? Try to send as many Bible-believing Christians in there as possible to save their souls through the Lord Jesus Christ. That'd be a good thing. And, of course, that doesn't have to be the government. That just has to be Israel allowing us to do that and people willing to go over there to tell them how to get saved. That'd be good. That'd be real good. I understand that. There'd be no sense trying to negotiate these things. What would be good is just to stand with Israel in defense of her sovereignty. That'd be the best thing you could do. Really. Because that land belongs to them by a covenant that God made with Abraham. There's no reason for anybody else to occupy the West Bank but the Jews. Need to stand for that as a country. Need to stand with them and give them all the money and defensive protection that we possibly can, knowing that all the other nations are going to gather against them, and don't go that way. That's because man's goings are of the Lord. He's already told you how the thing's going to work out. And stand with them against any other nation and against the devil. That'd be good. You could do that. All right, and you'd understand what you were doing then because you know how the thing's going to turn out. All right, here's another one. Christianity is going to end in apostasy. That's what's going to happen. That is going to happen. You say, I don't want it to. I don't want it to either. And I'm doing everything that I can, at least in our little church and in my life, to keep that from happening. But that's the way that Christianity in the body of Christ is going, and you cannot stop it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 describes the events before the revelation of the Antichrist, and it says, except there come a falling away first. That's where we're heading, apostasy. 2 Timothy chapter 3 says, in the last days perilous times shall come, and then describes a whole list of events that you see taking place right now. Matthew chapter 24 says, take heed that no man deceive you, and many will be deceived. That's what he says. So all of us working together in any type of an ecumenical movement, any type of a church movement, any type of an individual movement, we will not be able to stop the apostasy that's coming to the church. We can't stop it. And that's the way that God said these things were going to go. I mean, man's goings are of the Lord. You cannot defeat what God said is going to happen. How then can a man understand his way? He can't understand it if he's trying to go against what God said. Now that we understand, here's what we need to do. We need to make sure that we ourselves don't end up in apostasy. Do you understand that? Why, sure you understand that. You say, why do you keep holding on to that old authorized King James Bible? You know exactly why I do. Because to get over to a modern Bible is to start moving in the process of apostasy, getting further and further away from believing what God said and submitting yourself to the authority of His words, to putting yourself in authority over those words to determine what you think they ought to say. That'll take you right into the road of apostasy. That's the way it goes. And that's something that was revealed to you by the Lord God, and you don't have to question yourself one bit. If you understand and believe what God said about the way things are going, then you know exactly. You understand exactly the way that you're going, and you understand why. Now listen, based upon what you've seen in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24, you get in that Bible, and you figure out which way God is going with regard to anything that He has revealed to you, anything. If God's revealed you and told you the way the thing is going, then go that way. You conform to His way, and then you will understand your own way. Boy, that's profound. You conform to His way, and then you will understand your own way. Now, if it's not revealed to you, then there's nothing you can do about it. But if it's revealed in the Scripture and you know how it's going, go that way. Apart from that, you will never understand your ways. You never will. A college education can make you smart enough to make a really good living. I know, I got a college education, went right into the workforce, started making a good living in the banking business, and with the education and the training that I was getting in the bank and the work that I was doing, accelerated through the industry, you know, ended up being president of a bank after 5 years in the business and ran a bank for 8 years. Some good things, some bad things, but nonetheless, all of that happened as the result of hard work and a good education. A college education can make you smart enough to make a really good living, but it will never, ever make you smart enough to understand your own ways. Never. Only God can do that. Because only God really knows where you are going. That's why we say that a man without Christ is lost. It's like being out in the desert or out in the forest, not knowing which way you're going because you don't have a clue. You don't know what God has revealed, and so you don't have an idea where you're going, whether you're going to spend eternity in heaven, whether there is even a heaven, whether you're going to spend eternity in hell, or whether there is even a hell, or whether this earth is heaven and hell, or whether there's even such a place as called heaven and hell, or whether the first 10 chapters of Genesis is true or an allegory, or what. You're lost. No direction. You have no clue where you're going, but you're making a really good living. That'd be like a pilot that's flying in a jet and gets on the intercom and he says to the folks, I know that we were supposed to end up in Chicago about now, but I look down and Chicago's not there. And frankly, I don't know where we are, but no need to panic because we are making really good time. You're lost, dude. He says, I just know based upon our altitude and wind speed and flying and all that, we are making really good time. We are making really good progress on the flight. The only deal is we don't know where we are. We don't know where we're going. I wouldn't want to be on that flight. I wouldn't want to be living that life. Without Christ, a man is lost. He doesn't know where he's going. Ask him, do you know where you're going when you die? He doesn't have a clue. He doesn't know if he's going to be annihilated. He doesn't realize he's got a body, a soul, and a spirit. He doesn't know if there's anything beyond the grave. He doesn't know what. Listen, based upon this verse of Scripture here in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24, you ought to get saved. Really, you ought to. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father by me, but by me. Take that. Take that way. See? You say, well, I don't understand all of that. Yeah, but you know that your goings are of the Lord, and He said if you'll take His Son, you'll be going to heaven. What's so hard about that? See, get saved. And if you are saved, which I believe you probably are, then quit worrying about trying to keep up with where this old world thinks it's going. It doesn't have a clue. We know where it's going. It's going to burn, 2 Peter chapter 3. It is going to be a situation where all of the elements are going to melt with a fervent heat and God's going to refashion the earth and make us a new one. So don't invest too much time and effort in making this old world a better place. It isn't going to get better. It's going to get worse. Because God said it is. You say, well, then what's the use of us trying to do anything? I'll tell you what the use is. Tell people who are going to hell where they are going and tell them that you are going to heaven and you know it. And that you want them to go with you by trusting Jesus Christ as their Savior. And then you've done something worthwhile. Make sure that your children are raised in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Make sure that your children are raised with enough understanding of God's goings so that they will understand their own ways when they get older. Do that. That's not a waste of time. As a matter of fact, that's a very good investment of time. Those are the kind of things that are really going to count. You're on your way to heaven, try to take as many people with you as you can when you go. You see, there's nothing wrong with that at all. That's what Jesus Christ was doing when he was here on the earth. That's what Paul was doing when he was here on the earth. That's what we ought to be doing now that we're here on the earth. Tell people who are going to hell where they are going and tell them that you are going to heaven and you know it and you want them to go with you by trusting Jesus Christ as their Savior. Now, I understand that. And I believe you understand that. So if you want to understand your own way, the only way you're ever understand them is by understanding that man's goings are of the Lord. Figure out which way God is going in the deal. Conform to the way that he's going, and you will be fine. Now, hopefully that's been a blessing to you. I mean, I realize it's a very simple and really a very repetitive thought, but it concerns so many things. And truthfully, it answers a great deal about the failure of the rest of the world to have this thing figured out about how they literally are wasting gobs and gobs of hours and gobs of dollars trying to do things that we know are not going to work because they don't realize that man's goings are of the Lord, and we do. And we're not going to waste our time working against God when we've already understood from him how the thing's going to turn out. Well, I hope it's been a blessing to you. I believe it's been a blessing to me to see that and to understand that and to really help me to spend the time in my life, what's left of it, to be able to really stay concentrated on those main things that conform to the way things that God is going and to make it work better for those that are going in the wrong direction by showing them the right direction.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.